there. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Somehow, despite 140,000 acres burned, fire investigators have found the one tree they think where the major Southern California wildfire started, but they say they're still not sure how it started. The good news, all evacuees have been allowed home to check the damage. We've also learned all of this might have been avoidable. The Forest Service had a controlled burn plan for this area earlier this year to prevent a fire just like this one, but they hadn't gotten it all done yet. An amazing rescue at sea. Early today, a 39-year-old man who'd fallen off his cruise ship 28 miles off the coast of Florida was found alive. The Coast Guard said he was treading water for more than an hour when another cruise ship spotted him and brought him aboard. He's said to be in good condition. Our affiliate WKMG says he wants to return to his ship. Looks like the CDC is not immune to the swine flu virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there have been a few suspected cases of H1N1 among the roughly 7,000 employees at its Atlanta headquarters. A CDC spokesman says it's certainly not surprising that some of its employees have come down with H1N1. Gas prices are continuing their steady fall today. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is just under $2.60. That is down 0.6 cents from yesterday. Last year at this time, the price of regular unleaded gas was just over $3.68 a gallon. NASA says it believes a large piece of space junk is not going to be any threat to the astronauts in space. The rocket debris is expected to pass within 2 miles of the Shuttle Discovery and the International Space Station tomorrow. NASA says it won't affect tonight's planned spacewalk and that astronauts will not have to move out of the way. And those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.